نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening with the receiver As we can see the days are moving so fast so rapid We had mentioned previously this is one of the minor signs of Qiyamah, where time won't have any barakat. Years will go past so quick as a month just went past. Months will go past just like a week. And a week will go past just like a day went past. All this should make us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. And therefore we have assembled here only through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's only Allah's kindness, only Allah's kindness, only Allah's kindness. We did not come here on our own. Allah Ta'ala gave us the strength, Allah Ta'ala brought us here. And therefore we have to make abundant shukr. We have come here to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to cleanse and purify ourselves. Nobody is perfect. We all are sitting here desperately in need of Allah's help to solve our problems, our dunya problems, our akhirah problems. Our hashar, our qiyamah, our qabr, and whatever other illnesses we may have, spiritual illnesses, physical illnesses, the ummah is pareshan, there's problems, and we will make dua. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take pity on some person's sincerity and Allah ta'ala will accept our duas. We have to carry on knocking and knocking and knocking at the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah opens, it is His right. He knows when He will open. But the moment Allah opens His doors and Allah Ta'ala draws us to Him, then one cannot explain that type of jazb. Overnight a person becomes a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we sit with that niyat, Ya Allah, make us your wali, make us your friend. Before we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah we'll just recite one, Naat Sharif. We haven't recited since a very long time, and of course I mentioned that we are not used to rendering Naat Sharif, but these words remind us of Madina Tayyiba. And every single believer pines and he longs to go to Madina Munawwara. And of course Makkah Mukarrama, where the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And this one is Ziyarat-e Tayyiba, visiting Madina Sharif. And the poet says here that he has He's gripped with fear and he's got some type of enjoyment and hope. He's moving towards Madina Sharif. And that is the direction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is where Shariat is. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The practical example of the Quran Majeed. And that muhabbat, the love, that is pulling the person towards Madina Sharif, and as he is going, he's coming closer and closer, and he can see the beautiful trees, and he looks at the gullies and the roads, and as he's entering Madina Munawwara, beautiful minarets of Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his eyes are scanning the Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just to spot the green dome. A true ashiq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will not bother about anything else, but all those things that are attached to Madina Munawwara, and especially the green dome. But he's got some type of fear, because he knows his condition. He's full of sins. And now he's going to stand before the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he is going also with such muhabbat. And then he says that this heart, the kayfiyat, the condition is such that he is a sinner. But for one little sin, one slip, one blunder, the person regrets 100 times. And he's prepared to make that sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore he is coming to cleanse and purify himself. And he's making this ziyarat. And then he talks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every qawl of his, you say, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And every statement of his, it is so important, so significant in Islam and Shariat, that it becomes a dasturi amal. It is sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It becomes a way of life of every believer. And Allah says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his way of life, his teachings, every utterance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every saying of his, every hadith of his, it becomes a hujjat, a proof in Shariat. We look at Quran and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says, look at taqdeer of muqaddar, look at qismat. On one hand we have Abu Jahl, who was the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, persecuted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was then deprived of iman. And on the other hand, we have Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, that famous sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was blessed with iman like that, so many other sahaba. But one is Abu Jahl, the other one is Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, and Allah give Abu Dharr hidayat. And then he says, even the thorny trees of Medina Munawwara, the thorns of the trees of Medina Munawwara, if there's any trees there which are thorny. In fact, Jannatul Baqi originally was known as Baqi'ul Gharqad. Gharqad is a very thorny tree. So these trees were then removed, and that is where the Jannatul Baqi is. So even the thorny trees of Medina, when somebody feels it, it is softer than the soft flowers that we see elsewhere. The heels and the foot that travels and traverses on the sand of Medina feels such comfort, such softness, such coolness that brings delight to the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was his condition? On the one hand, he was independent. He did not bother any person. When he entered his home, he would smile. He would help his wives in doing the chores of the house. He would wash his own clothes. And there was faqr, poverty in his house. You know, for months on end, there was no food in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How often we find somebody comes and he's asking for some food, and immediately Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent somebody to go to my house, to one of my wives, and ask, have they got anything? And every single house of Rasulullah SAW, this person went to, they found that there was not even a single date in the house of Rasulullah SAW. What great sacrifice. He was Mahbubi Khuda, the beloved of Allah. But he opted to live the simple life of poverty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then declared that I have completed and perfected my favor upon you. And this deen was complete. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that announcement via the verse, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. I have perfected and completed your deen. And Rasulullah then became the seal of prophethood. The Shariat was complete. Nabi Kareem is the final prophet. No Nabi to come after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So each time the poet says, we take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our tongues feel this joy, this sweetness, and our tabi'at feels this calmness, this tranquility, this serenity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to make ziyarat of Madina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama again and again. Every believer has his heart attached to these Mubarak places. Any opportunity he gets, he just wishes he could be there. We look at the frames hung on the walls, and those tears roll down the cheeks. You wish you were there. Allah has placed such a magnetic attraction. After all, who is buried in Madina Munawwara? Besides so many of the believers in Sahaba Ikram, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is hayat, who is alive in his qabr. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kis bhi murja ke alam mein Tayba ki ziyarat hoti hai. Kis bhi murja ke alam mein Tayba ki ziyarat hoti hai. Ek simte shariat hoti hai. Ek simte mohabbat hoti hai. Kis bhi murja ke alam mein Tayba ki ziyarat hoti hai. Ek simte shariat hoti hai. Ek simte mohabbat hoti hai. Us dil pe khuda ki rahmat ho jis dil ki ye halat hoti hai. Us dil pe khuda ki rahmat ho jis dil ki ye halat hoti hai. Ek baar khata ho jati hai so baar nadamat hoti hai. Ek baar khata ho jati hai so baar nadamat hoti hai. Jo baat wo farma dete hai miyar sadaqat hoti hai. Dustoor amal ban jati hai aur deen mein hujjat hoti hai. Jo baat wo farma dete hai miyar sadaqat hoti hai. Dustoor amal ban jati hai aur deen mein hujjat hoti hai. Kis bhi murja ke alam mein Tayba ki ziyarat hoti hai. Ek simte shariat hoti hai. Ek simte mohabbat hoti hai. Us dil pe khuda ki rahmat ho jis dil ki ye halat hoti hai. Ek baar khata ho jati hai so baar nadamat hoti hai. Jo baat wo farma dete hai miyar sadaqat hoti hai. Dustoor amal ban jati hai aur deen mein hujjat hoti hai. Ek wo bhi muqaddar hota hai ek aisi bhi qismat hoti hai. Bu jahal yun nahi reh jata hai bu zar ko hidayat hoti hai. Kis bhi murja ke alam mein Tayba ki ziyarat hoti hai. Tayba ki babulon ke kaante phoolon se bhi nazuk tar nikle. Tayba ki babulon ke kaante phoolon se bhi nazuk tar nikle. Talwon ko bhi lazzat milti hai aasooda tabiat hoti hai. Talwon ko bhi lazzat milti hai aasooda tabiat hoti hai. Maqsood jahan mehboob khuda maqsood jahan mehboob khuda aur us pe shaan-e-faqr o ghina. مقصود جا محبوب خدا, مقصود جا محبوب خدا, اور اس پہ شان فقر و غنا, کپڑے بھی وہ خود لیتے, فاقوں کی بھی عادت ہوتی ہے, کپڑے بھی وہ خود لیتے, فاقوں کی بھی عادت ہوتی ہے. مقصود جا محبوب خدا, مقصود جا محبوب خدا, اور اس پہ شان فقر و غنا, کپڑے بھی وہ خود دھو لیتے, فاقوں کی بھی عادت ہوتی ہے. کس بھی مرجع کے عالم میں طیبہ کی زیارت ہوتی ہے, ایک سمت شریعت ہوتی ہے, ایک سمت محبت ہوتی ہے. اتممت علیکم فرما کر اللہ نے یہ اعلان کیا, اتممت علیکم فرما کر اللہ نے یہ اعلان کیا, اتمام کرم اب ہو تو چکا, بس ختم نبوت ہوتی ہے. اتمام کرم اب ہو تو چکا, بس ختم نبوت ہوتی ہے. اے نام محمد صلی علی, اے نام محمد صلی علی, ہر ایک کے لیے تو سب کچھ ہے. اے نام محمد صلی علی, ہر ایک کے لیے تو سب کچھ ہے. جس وقت زبان پر آتا گے, جس وقت زبان پر آتا گے, آسودہ طبیعت ہوتی ہے. جس وقت زبان پر آتا گے, آسودہ طبیعت ہوتی ہے. کس بھی مرجع کے عالم میں طیبہ کی زیارت ہوتی ہے, ایک سمت شریعت ہوتی ہے, ایک سمت محبت ہوتی ہے. جو بات وہ فرما دیتے ہیں معیار صداقت ہوتی ہے, دستور عمل بن جاتی ہے, اور دین میں حجت ہوتی ہے. کس بھی مرجع کے عالم میں طیبہ کی زیارت ہوتی ہے.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a haqiqat for us. Recite abundant Durood Sharif, inshallah, with the barakat of the Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us to Madinah Munawwara. It is Friday, it's the night of Friday. On the day of Jummah, one should recite abundant Durood Sharif. Rasulullah made so much of sacrifices for us. There were times when he tied stones to his belly, thorns were placed on his path. He was sworn at, he was scoffed at, he was rebuked, he was persecuted, pain, suffering, leaving. He's thrown out of Makkah Mukarrama. And he looks at Makkah Mukarrama. Had it not been for my people, I would not have left you. And we know the different battles that took place. He had to see his children also suffering, his grandchildren suffering, the Ahlul Bayt suffering, his beloved companions, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Mani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Ali radiallahu ta'ala. All of them made sacrifices. And that is how this deen came to us so easily. We have received it so nicely, easily. They made all the sacrifices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make a little bit of sacrifice. And the qurbani we have to make now is that all those temptations that come to us, we have to now say no to those temptations. It's not difficult when Allah is with us. And when we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are now getting the nourishment of the soul. We are getting the true nourishment of the soul. Every day we're feeding the soul with all the wrong things. The diet is not correct. And we are making it stronger against ourselves. Whereas we should make it strong, pure, so that it gets the attachment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a couplet of our Hazrat Wala, Radhakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, and I mentioned on Monday also, he is not feeling well. We should make special dua that Allah ta'ala give him shifai kamil adil mustaqir da'i. His kindness upon us, especially in this country, is tremendous. He had mentioned, دوستو اہل دل کی صحبت سے روح کو آشنائے راز کرو ہر نفس ذکر حق کرو اختر غفلتوں سے نہ ساز باز کرو. It simply means that, oh my friends, be in the company of اہل دل. And I mentioned previously, please, for Allah's sake, I am not saying this, I am اہل دل, I am far away. And those who are close to me, they know what terrible person I am. May Allah Ta'ala make us اہل دل. We must make dua to Allah. If Allah answers the dua, then we are fortunate. But this is the reality. Ahle dil are the real pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by staying in their company, what's going to happen is we are going to get the true and correct nourishment of the soul. All the evils of the heart will disappear. And then we'll make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we say La ilaha illallah, when we say illallah, illallah, when we say Allah, Allah, then this true nourishment will come into the soul, and automatically a person will then gain nafrat, hatred for sins. So he says, make this soul your confidant. Raz means secret. Ashnai raz. In other words, you must be able to now, after giving it the true nourishment, har nafas, every breath that you take, dhikr haq, Allah, Allah, Allah. When this happens, then you are gaining the true nourishment of the soul. And then, the soul now becomes attached to Allah Ta'ala. The love of Allah Ta'ala permeates the soul. Then the person hates sins. He does not want to be in an environment where there's filth and haram taking place. He'll want to, if he has to go past, he'll move past very quickly. He won't even look this way and that way. He'll wait for him just to come out of that area. If he has to travel by plane, he'll feel uncomfortable. In the airports, he'll feel uncomfortable. He'll wait to just be out of that area, out of that environment. In the shopping malls, he'll just do his necessity. Whatever he needs to buy, the necessary things, he'll go buy quickly and out from there. The music that will be playing will cause him disturbance in the heart. He won't be enjoying it. There'll be a frown on his face. If there's zina taking place, and all these women who are scantily dressed, especially in this month of December and January, where everybody just goes crazy, insane. I think I mentioned last year, as though shaitan has something in his hand, a spray, and he just injects the air, and he sprays the air. And everybody just seems to be caught up in only haram pleasures. People are going for holiday also, become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namaz becomes qada. Our libas, our clothing changes. We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one side, we sing the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then in those environments, we get caught. But when a person becomes a friend of Allah and he's making the true dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this soul of his gains the true nourishment and he then becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, ghaflato se na saaz baaz karo. Don't develop a very cordial and a very good relationship with becoming ghafil. With all those things that will make you heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refrain, stay away from all those things. Then if a person makes a slip, immediately he will make tawbah. Previously he'll make so many gunas, but no tawfiq of tawbah. The thought of tawbah won't even cross the person's mind. Now one slip, immediately he shudders. Immediately he says, tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. There's nadamat, there's regret, there's remorse. These are all signs that Allah is now pulling this person towards him. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. of making the true zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
When you take the name Allah, then just picture and imagine everything is saying Allah with us. The sky is saying Allah. The clouds are saying Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars are saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The air is saying Allah. The ocean is saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The flowers are saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. The jinn are saying Allah. Mankind is saying Allah. The particles are saying Allah, the leaves are saying Allah. Every single thing, even the hair on the body of a believer is saying Allah.
Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 عبدي الله معي الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا اللہ عنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما هو اہلہ او محموس بلبر اللہ محموس کریم رحیم اللہ یا اللہ make us yours my اللہ یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم خطاکار ہیں یا اللہ we have sinned my اللہ our entire lives my اللہ یا اللہ filthy filthy گناز my اللہ یا اللہ the mountains of گناز upon our heads my اللہ یا اللہ forgive us اب ہم نادم ہیں شرمندہ ہیں یا اللہ we have made up our minds my Allah we want to have clean and pure lives my Allah cleanse and purify our souls my Allah purify our hearts my Allah ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا make it be پاک صاف my Allah یا اللہ you come into our hearts now my Allah یا اللہ forgive us my Allah we have disobeyed you my Allah یا اللہ we disobeyed you my Allah Ya Allah, we were proud and arrogant and haughty, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did not listen to you, my Allah. We did not listen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We have realized, my Allah. You have given us the tawfiq of realizing this, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to pareshan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's just sins and sins and sins, my Allah. We have been caught up in the quagmire of sins, my Allah. We are drowning in sins, my Allah. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are getting no enjoyment in life, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, with your kafiyat of jazz, my Allah.
pull us and draw us towards you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. We are weak, my Allah. We are the weakest of your ummat, my Allah. We are the weakest of your creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest of all your servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are not weak, my Allah. You are the most powerful, my Allah. You are Rahman and Rahim. You are Malik and Kareem. You are Mughni and Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Beniaz, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of praise, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are Faqir, my Allah. Faqiruka bi babik. Ubayduka bi finaik. Wasailuka bi finaik. We have raised our hands tonight. The elderly ones, they are masoom children, they are ulama, sulaha. Ya Allah, your friends are sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, have pity upon us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, at home, at the offices, at the factory, at the colleges. Ya Allah, wherever we were, my Allah. Wherever we committed sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. We hid from our wives and children, our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh. Ya Allah, we hid from our family and friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are watching us, my Allah. You are Sami', you are Basir, you are Alim, you are Khabir, you are Aziz, you are Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you wish, you could have taken intiqam, you could have punished us, my Allah, but you tolerated us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Halim, my Allah. You are Shakur, my Allah. Little ibadat we make, my Allah, not even befitting to be put and presented before you, you still appreciate it, my Allah. You have given us nourishment, my Allah. You have given us clothing, my Allah. You provided homes for us, my Allah. You have given us iman, my Allah. You made us an ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have given us beshumar ni'mats, my Allah. We can't even really thank you for all those ni'mats, my Allah. So many we can't even count them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make shukr to you for every big and small ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have concealed our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub. Oh, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, do not expose us, my Allah. Do not embarrass us in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not humiliate us, my Allah. Sahaba-i-kiram will come in front, my Allah, and they will show the wounds that they sustained in your path, my Allah. They had stones that they tied around their bellies, my Allah. They would have scars and wounds on their bodies, my Allah. They would show all the sacrifices they made, that there was faqa, there was faqar in their homes, my Allah. There was poverty, my Allah. They made the qurbani, their wives became widows, their children became yatim. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem. Rasulullah SAW would be so pleased with the efforts of the pious ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, what will we show, my Allah? Our registers are full of bad deeds, my Allah. There's riba, zina, ghibat, killing tales, lying, backbiting, hasad, gina, boos, love of dunya, love of haram woman. Ya Malik al-Kareem. Ya Allah, what type of ummatis we have become, my Allah? Ya Allah, hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you tonight, my Allah. Open your skies, my Allah. Open your doors of hidayat, my Allah. Accept everyone who is here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we rise, ya Allah, from this gathering, take the angel and us. Let's rise in the condition that Allah has forgiven you. Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your friends, my Allah. You become our friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, my Allah. Your khazana is barpoor, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will benefit, my Allah. Rasulullah SAW will become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will gain entry into Jannah, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan will become displeased, my Allah. Don't make shaitan happy and take us into Jahannam with him, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam, every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our musallis, our mutalliqeen. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, my Allah. Those who are sick and ailing in hospitals at home. Different sicknesses, my Allah. Some got cancer, my Allah. Heart problem, liver problem, different problems, my Allah. Grant each one shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir daim. Ya Allah, all those of us who are sick, my Allah. Spiritually we are sick, my Allah. Physically we are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us complete shifa, my Allah. Protect us from cancer, my Allah. Protect us from the deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, hifazat farma. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, عزت، امن، چین، سکون، راحت، پروٹیکشن. Give us your معرفت، give us your قرب my Allah. Give us your closeness my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your closeness my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasideen, from the zulm of the zalimeen. Ey Malik al-Kareem, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the hands of the zalimeen, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine, my Allah, in Iraq, my Allah, Afghanistan, my Allah, Syria, my Allah, different African countries, my Allah, different parts of the world, my Allah. Allah, ummat parishan hal hai. Allah, ummat parishan hal hai. Ya Allah, how long will we be living this parishani, my Allah? Remove the parishani. Give us amnu aman. Because beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Because invite the non-Muslim to Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All good works of deen accepted. Da'awat of tabligh ki mehnat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, use us for this work, my Allah. Ya Allah, the effort of khankas and mashayikh accepted, my Allah. Oh, Hazrat Arif Billah, Zakim Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatum Al-Aafiyah. Ya Allah, grant him shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, make it possible for us to visit him, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us mahroom of his sohbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, that phase of his, ya Allah, grant all of us that phase, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all the efforts that are taking place, ya Allah, in madaris, makatib, darul ulum, ya Allah, and different organizations, ya Allah, all that is according to deen and shariat, accept it, my Allah, make it be easy. Ya Allah, accept all our jais, murads, and ambitions and desires. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters, ya Allah, who have got some dua, they've got some need, they've got hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer our needs, my Allah. Remove all our difficulties, our sorrows, our griefs, our problems, my Allah. Whether it's a financial problem, social problem, my Allah. Husband and wife, my Allah. They are fighting, quarreling, masoom, children are looking at them, my Allah. Over petty, petty issues, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Unite our hearts. Don't make talaq take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sanity, my Allah. Make us be sane, my Allah. Make us realize the importance of Quran and Hadith and Shariat in our lives, my Allah. Make us have the azmat of your deen, my Allah. The azmat of sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah. So many passed away today also, my Allah. And the entire week, ya Allah, the entire month, ya Allah. Our families, our friends, ya Allah, our relatives, ya Allah, who have passed on, my Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, at the time of mort. Ya Allah, the tawfiq of reciting kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Smooth ease, ya Allah. Protect us from sakrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Give us mort in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. That's the only hope we can have, my Allah. At least we pass away in jannatul baqi with iman, my Allah. Then we can be granted the shafaat of Rasulullah on the day of qiyamah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, his intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Make us, Ya Allah, go on the day of Qiyamah, be in his company. Ya Allah, draw the Kawthar, my Allah, make him be waiting and smiling for us, my Allah. Smiling at us, my Allah. Make him embrace us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him hand the Hawza Kawthar water, Ya Allah, with his Mubarak hands, Ya Allah, make him give it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannatul Awwad in your reckoning, Ya Allah. Protect us from azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar, Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are in rehabs, Ya Allah, make it be easy for them. Those who are out of the rehab, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them get tempted again, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them, Ya Allah, istiqamah. Give all of us istiqamah on deen. Give us taqwa. Give us iman kamil, my Allah. Give us halal, rozi, Ya Allah. Give us barakat in our rizq, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Without any effort, make your rozi pour, Ya Allah, in abundance upon us, my Allah. All those who are looking for suitable partners to get married, my Allah. So many young sisters and young brothers, my Allah. Find them suitable partners. Don't make them live a life of zina, my Allah. They want to live a chaste life, my Allah. Allah, find them suitable partners. Make the nikah be according to sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there are so many needs we have. You are well aware of all our hajat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wati al-muttarin idha da'awk, rahman al-dunya wal akhirah wa rahimuhuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqada'iha wa najahiha rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, all those who make niyat for umrah, my Allah, make the umrah asan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the ziyarat maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not gone for hajj, my Allah, make it be easy for them to make go for hajj, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله give us إخلاص in all our works my Allah protect us from ria and ostentation my Allah
Protect us from show, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.